How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Ah! Boo-hoo! It's finally Halloween! And I am proud to present a special Halloween episode of the Son of Chief Half Hour Power Hour. All manner of spooky sounds for your listening displeasure.
Music to be murdered by.
Welcome to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular. This, of course, is the second music spooktacular that I've done, and I'm going to start off with a kind of a Halloween standard. Usually I try to dig really deep into the Halloween archives, but I realized that this is one that should be played, and I didn't play it last time. It's Bobby Boris Pickett, and I'll let Max, since he can talk now, introduce the song for you right now on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom. Vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
That's Bobby Boris Pickett with the Monster Mash on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular. This is Derek Knight spinning all the spooky sounds for your listening displeasure. Happy Halloween. Figured I'd get this podcast up before All Saints Day. Tonight is the night that the dead rise from the grave, and then they get November 1st, All Saints Day, to walk the earth. There's a lot of people I would like to come back. Hopefully, this next artist, one of my favorite Halloween songs of all time, it's the late, great Screaming Lord Sutch, till the following night on the Halloween Horror Spooktacular on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
The shades are not a falling, and the moon is shining bright. in the center of a graveyard, in the middle of the night. I get out of my grave, I beg a long black coffin till the falling night. I've got two horns on my head and a twinkle in my eye. I got a 2 feet ahead and it makes the chicks all sigh. When I hit them with my great big club, start a holler and cry. Dance and sing, I scream for me while we pound the floor. And while you shake your hip, the whole jump left. Well, I scream for more while the bats are flying and the kids are sighing and the zombies are dancing and the skeletons are prancing. I get into my great big coffin till the falling night. Shake your hip, the whole job left. Oh, well, I scream for more while the bats are flying and the cats are sighing and the zombies are dancing and the skeletons are prancing. I get into my great big coffin till the following night, till the following night. Till the following night.
You listening to the Thun of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular.
Music to be buried by.
Never seen again.
An elevator takes you down, 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 down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground, it's black as sin in there. Oxygen is thin in there. Coffin on the side, they call it Jekyll and a Hyde. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will be around here. Then you will get your favorite dish, a chocolate covered octopus.
Yeah. That's the Hollywood Flames on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular with Frankenstein's Den. And since Frankenstein is really a staple of Halloween, let's continue the theme. Here are the Swingin' Phillies with Frankenstein's Party on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular.
Well, there's going to be a party tonight.
Rock, rock to the Frankenstein's rock.
Come one and all, you are all invited.
Rock, rock to the Frankenstein's rock.
The Son of Cheese Half Hour Spooky Hour.
Dracula and Frankenstein, Harry Mill with eyes.
just like Boris Karloff.
Oh, what a trick she played on me. This was a short kick. I grabbed all my candy. I ran as fast as I could. Would she follow me? I bet she would. So if you judge a book, don't judge it by its cover. Cause you might get banned.
When you see your lover,
so let us be a real lesson, lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they tall or small.
Now it's Halloween at the end of October. I'm on the scene. Boy, am I sober.
So let us be a real lesson, lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they tall or small.
Trick or treat from the Four Flops on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular. Before that, the Calvans with Horror Pictures. I'm Derek Knight. Happy Halloween. I love this time of year because some of the best music comes from Halloween. Right now, kind of a iffy little song, but it's actually kind of a parody of the Coasters hit Search It. Archie King with The Vampire on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular.
Come in. Who is it?
No! Ah! He's a vampire. 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 He's a vampire.
Trust that everyone is enjoying the music.
FunOfChief.com. That's the Magics with the Zombie Walk on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular. I'm Derek Knight. We've got a bunch more scary tunes to get to before the end of this show. Right now, it's the Bare Naked Ladies version of the Thurl Ravenscroft classic Grim Grinning Ghosts on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular.
When the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake,
spooks come out for screaming way.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Creeps with eerie eyes.
Start to shrink and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Socialize.
Musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant.
Spooky Halloween music on the big program with Derek Knight from funofcheese.com.
A new house today. Mobile was rough, but I got squared away. When bells started ringing and chains ran loud, knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still, I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing wasn't gonna drive me away. Then I saw something would give me the creeps. No damn eyes and no damn feet. I stopped right still and I did the freeze. It did flow right up to me. My heart was beating like a drum. But he said, are you gonna be here when the morning comes? Hell yes, I'm gonna be here when the morning comes. Now we're gonna run. I own this house, now I am bold. Ain't no Haynes gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my pan. Had a hunk of meat in my hand. Beyond the grave, this little man on a hot stove with them pots and pans. Said as hot, I began to shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. I drank the hot grease from the frying pan. He says to me, y'all better run. And don't be here when the morning comes. Hell yes, I'm gonna be here when the morning comes. chill, now we gonna run. I bought this house, now I am boss. Ain't no Hanks gonna run me off.
The spooky singing ghost and his disembodied band making an appearance on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular. Now some blues with Memphis Minnie. This also is Haunted House.
Designed to drown out the sound of shovels.
You listening to the Thun of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Spooktacular.
Music to be buried by.
We'll be right back.
Boingo Boingo with Dead Man's Party. I know, getting a little cliche, but no Halloween Horror Spooktacular should be without it. Now, a lot of people make fun of the Insane Clown Posse with good reason. They're pretty goofy. But one of the things that they are good at is crafting these little horror vignettes as songs. And I have to admit, and you can call me a pussy all you want, but the first time I listened to this next song, I was legitimately kind of freaked out. The song is called Amy's in the Attic. It's the Insane Clown Posse on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular.
Mr. Kaiser, I think you should come up here. I think you should come up here. Mr. Kaiser, I think you should come up here. I think you should come up here.
Should I be a victim? I'm a shame.
come up here. I think you should come up here. Mr. Kaiser, I think you should come up here. I think you should come up here.
John Schwartz Trio, Mr. Ghost Goes to Town on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular. I'm Derek Knight, been spinning your spooky tunes for All Hallows Eve. Thanks very much for joining me. The show is just about over, and like last time, when I ended it on a little song that we used to sing, my sister and I used to sing when we were kids, that apparently she did not recollect, I'm going to end it on a story. This is a story that we were told when we were kids, and it was one that, I don't know, it's slightly creepy, but from the Scholastic Records Corporation, here is The Velvet Ribbon on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Halloween Horror Spooktacular. Happy Halloween, everyone.
A story. Once there was a man who fell in love with a beautiful girl, and before the next full moon rose in the sky, they were wed. To please her husband, the young wife wore a different gown each night. Sometimes she was dressed in yellow. Other nights she wore red or blue or white. And she always wore a black velvet ribbon around her slender neck. Day and night she wore that ribbon, and it was not long before her husband's curiosity got the better of him. "Why do you always wear that ribbon?" he asked. She smiled a strange smile and said not a word. At last her husband got angry, and one night he shouted at his bride, "Take that ribbon off! I'm tired of looking at it!" "You will be sorry if I do," she replied, "so I won't." Every morning at breakfast, the husband ordered his wife to remove the black velvet ribbon from around her neck. Every night at dinner, he told her the same thing. But every morning at breakfast, and every night at dinner, all his wife would say was, "You will be sorry if I do, so I won't." A week passed. The husband no longer looked into his wife's eyes. He could only stare at that black velvet ribbon around her neck. One night, as his wife lay sleeping, he tiptoed to her sewing basket. He took out a pair of scissors. Quickly and quietly, careful not to awaken her, he bent over his wife's bed, and snip went the scissors, and the velvet ribbon fell to the floor. And snap, off came her head. It rolled over onto the floor in the moonlight, wailing tearfully. "I told you you'd be